Item 9, from the Clerk of Circuit Court, providing an informational report on a request for authorization to accept $169,828 in funding from the Wisconsin Department of Justice and to execute a professional services contract with Metro Milwaukee Mediation Services, Inc., to expend a total amount not to exceed $169,828 to operate the Metro Milwaukee Foreclosure Mediation Program and the Wisconsin Foreclosure Mediation Network. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Welcome. If you could both just introduce yourself for committee and for those listening.
Hi, my name is John Barrett. I'm the Clerk of Circuit Court for Milwaukee County.
My name is Deborah Tuttle, the Executive Director and Chief Mediator of Metro Milwaukee Mediation Services, Inc.
And we just wanted to bring this to you just to let you know that we're going to extend this program. Our office merely acts as a pass-through for the funding, but I would like to say this is a fabulous program that essentially helps people stay in their homes or gives them a soft landing in the event that they cannot stay in their homes due to foreclosure. Their office has saved hundreds of people from being thrown out of their homes, and it is a great program, and I would ask that you let it continue. Thank you.
Thank you.
So some highlights. The program continues to be a voluntary program. The lenders participate 85% of the time that they are requested to do so. When they decline, it's generally because they are a local lender and they have direct loss mitigation departments that reach out directly to the homeowners. Of the cases that complete mediation, about half of them result in a retention outcome. That would be a loan modification, reinstatement, repayment plan, something that resolves the default, dismisses the foreclosure, and the homeowner is allowed to continue in their home with that loan. We've done some research. We're heavy into stats, and we found that over 90% of those mediated retentions are still intact 24 months later. So it's hopefully a permanent solution. In terms of the future, foreclosure filings have decreased dramatically. We all know that. At their peak, they were, in Milwaukee County, 500 a month. Now we're looking at between 275 and 300 a month. So it's been a significant decrease. However, there's still programs available, and homeowners are having difficulty connecting with those programs, like HAMP, the Home Affordable Modification Program. That will be available through December of 2015. And so we think it makes sense for us to stick around at least that long to keep homeowners connected with that program. In November of this year, we will again return to the Department of Justice and do a proposal for additional grant funding through the calendar year of 2015.
Okay. Supervisor Weisson.
Thank you. Do you guys address the actual, I believe it's the question of title, the whether or not a bank really has the authority, because there was some of that question on the electronic and the securitization of everything.
MERS and standing.
Right.
Right. No, we stay away from that because we can't decide. We can bring the parties to a negotiated agreement, and most of the time the lenders don't want to negotiate that because it's really something that, what's the legal precedent and what's the decision. I can tell you, though, we do mediate things that can avoid costly litigation, such as what is the amount actually owed when there's been a number of service transfers and, how did the payments get applied? Why was I charged for this insurance? I mean, we are able to work through those kind of issues.
Right. I was just wondering to say that the new agreement, is there, a clause in there that says, they're waiving some rights, or they're claiming that we agree that this bank does have clear title or something like that?
There used to be, but in light of the new consumer CFPB, Financial Protection Bureau regulations, those clauses are no longer permitted. However, it's kind of hard as a borrower to say, you're not my lender, but, can we change my loan, and will you sign the agreement? So it's inconsistent for them to ask for a modification while still challenging the lender's right to do so. Does that answer your question?
As much as we're going to get into it today, that's
okay.
Fine. Thanks. I know it's very complicated, but thanks for your time and everything on this. It does a lot of good. Thank you.
Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Are your services similar to that of a HUD-approved post-purchase counseling program?
We work with them very closely. We're neutral and impartial. We're just kind of connecting people and facilitating the dialogue. And we refer homeowners to all kinds of resources. We're keenly watching the new foreclosure initiative and the repairs opportunities. All of the homeowners are referred to a HUD-certified housing counselor to be their advocate.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you explain the two biggest areas on that pie graph, the difference between the in-house trial mod and the MHA trial mod?
Sure. Before HAMP came into existence in the spring of 2009, many lenders already had modification programs.
Okay.
And they referred to them as in-house or conventional. So there's a sequence of review. The lender generally will first see if the homeowner qualifies for a HAMP modification if they've taken TARP funds. If they don't qualify, then they look to see if there's another modification program, an in-house modification program. Okay. The formulas are very different, too. The in-house will look at net income and expenses, and they're kind of a better fit. And the HAMP modification is the trial payment should be 31% of gross income, which doesn't always match.
All right, thank you. Any other questions or comments? Do we have a motion?
It's information.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a request for authorization. No.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
So this is going to finance as a separate file number. It's going to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit, as it appears as 14-494.
Okay.
And that file number includes a resolution and fiscal note.
Very good. Thank you. All right, appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Item 10.